The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So choices we make today, they really do make a difference in what happens tomorrow. So our choices really do matter more than anything else. Now, one of the keys that we're learning more than just about anything is that your life is about thriving, not just barely making it. And we want to help you. So on this show, one of the big keys is that I want you to learn that it doesn't matter about yesterday. That's a big one. Okay, it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter about the poor choices. It doesn't matter what you were diagnosed with. That was yesterday. Okay, even though we live in the same body, I want you to understand that your lifestyle choices, okay, the foods we eat, air we breathe, water we drink, exercise we get, stress we manage, okay, relationships we keep, rest that we allow, those factors more than anything else will determine the kind of life and lifestyle and health that you will have. And we decide that every single day. It's an accumulation. It's a buildup of what we decide that we want to do so that we can have a healthier life. And that's what I want for you. That's what we want here. So I want to give you great information, right? Be able to help you, but also want to see you really get to that next place. Because you can. It's not just being stuck. It's not. You really can. Really can thrive. We've got a great email I want to kick off with. I see you on the phones. Hang tight. By the way, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio here on the InShape Network. Go to InShapeNetwork.com. An email came in from Houston, Texas. Lewis, he says, what do you suggest as a good source for vitamin D? The sunlight is our best option. However, we do get it in our diet. Mushrooms are a very high source of vitamin D. And we get, of course, cod liver oil. Cod fish is a great source as well. One of my favorites, actually, is in cod liver oil. It's such a great natural source of D, and it can help raise those levels up tremendously. But you really want to get it, I think, personally, from the fish sources. Now, you can get plenty of vegetables have low amounts of vitamin D in them. We're heavily deficient as a nation. It's because we're indoors, and a lot of people think, well, what if you live in Florida or California or Arizona, something like that? The weirdest thing is I've had more than I can count of construction type workers that worked outside all day in the sun, and they have vitamin D levels of like 20, and they should be up at like 70. So it really doesn't, the sunlight, although we do get vitamin D and helps produce that, is not the end-all be-all, because after 50, the age 50, our skin reduces the ability to absorb and utilize vitamin D by 50%. So, I mean, that kind of goes out the window. So your supplementation really becomes a standard that we have to look at, and it becomes very vital for what we need to. So that's a big key. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, InShapeNetwork.com. Let's get to the phones. Talk to Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
I've been diagnosed third stage renal failure. I've been able to make some changes in my diet to accommodate that. And my kidneys are functioning back up to roughly 60%. But I have been plagued with arthritis of the shoulders, the hands, my spine, and my right hip. and nothing has helped, and I cannot take any more pharmaceuticals because of the renal failure. What's my other option?
Well, and the renal failure becomes a big challenge, and you've got to do everything you can to support the kidneys. So one of the big keys you have to look at are your daily routines, all right? So your eating habits every single day are going to matter more than just about anything else. Now, juniper berries have been known to be very helpful and supportive to the kidneys, very regenerative to the kidneys as well. And then also one of the keys you have to look at, which is quite important, is cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper has been used for a long time, and we've known in a lot of European studies to be helpful and regenerative to the kidneys as well. So you can look at a couple of things like that. Manage your fluid intake. That's got to be, you be careful with that, because that can put a little bit of extra strain on the kidneys. So you just have to be a little bit cautious about getting enough of the fluid and you know, not getting enough and getting too much. So there's a balance in that. Your physician can help you get the ounces down to what your kidneys can handle, depending on where their function is, right? So it all comes down to that more than just about anything else. But I would be encouraged, very much so, that things can do better, because your eating habits, all that makes a tremendous difference, and you want to do everything you can, even with exercise, that your body is allowing you to do, okay? Because that's super, super important to be able to do that, to be able to get the amount that you need, whether it's 5 days a week, 6 days a week, whatever that is, okay? Everything you can do to support those kidneys and overall health is going to support the entire body, because the kidneys are one of the main filtration systems in the body. So again, those are some supportive ways. Watch the protein. That's always a big one. And I would get, the big key is getting a nutritionist or someone that can coach you in that area that is highly trained in it, that really knows what they're talking about and has the credentials to do so. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out. InShapeNetwork.com. If you haven't found us yet, you should. All healthcare on demand. That's the key. So our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine, we've got multiple campuses, and then also our lifestyle providers, which are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, all that is at the website, and our team members are always there to help you. Blood clots are a big deal, and there's a couple things we need to know about blood clots, I think, that are important, because I think it's 600,000 Americans roughly are diagnosed with blood clots on a yearly basis. And the DVT, which is that deep vein thrombosis, is what we call it. We also call them fatal pulmonary embolisms. But how it forms is a deep vein thrombosis, of course, when a blood clot forms deep in a vein anywhere in the body, usually in the legs or the pelvic region. The veins return the blood to the heart compared to arteries, which deliver blood from the heart to the periphery of the body. Any blockage in the veins can result in the inability of blood to drain from the affected limb, which can affect a person, causing swelling or sudden leg pain. And the DVT can be found incidentally without symptoms. So you gotta be really, really cautious with that. It can cause chest pain, shortness of breath as well. So how do you know if you have a blood clot or a DVT? Diagnosis is based on symptoms. Ultimately, ultrasound is necessary to confirm it. That's one of the big things you have to look at. And there's some treatments that can be used, blood thinners as well. But here's the deal. 8 risk factors are immobility, genetics and family history, hormone therapies, trauma or surgery, cancer, smoking, your age, and obesity. People over the age of 60 are at the greatest risk. And people, those that travel, sitting a lot, planes, whatnot, that's another big one. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web, InShapeNetwork.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing and is the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health's your greatest wealth. It is. Did you know that? Go to InShapeNetwork.com. That is our website, and you can easily find all that's going on with the show to be able to help you and not just barely make it. We want to see you thrive and do very, very well. Vegan is a hot topic. Should you go vegan or not? I get that question a lot. I'm a fish and eggs guy. I do a little bit of grass-fed beef and that, but I'm really a fish and eggs guy. Protein powders when it comes to protein a lot. But, yeah, vegan is great. We don't need enough fruits and vegetables, and I think that when you make that a staple, that it's only going to support you in a lot of ways. But there's some options. I think the proteins that we get from some of the meat sources can be beneficial. It's just about the frequency, I believe. So if you believe in saying you are what you eat, logically you'd stay away from foods known to cause inflammation, okay? Especially if you're looking to manage something like rheumatoid arthritis. But the problem is that there's some 80 years of research. Diet's role in RA is still a controversial topic, and you will find this. You'll find this with a lot of different physicians. You'll find the kind of the hardcore camp that says diet doesn't do anything. And then you'll find the other camp that says it all does. So vegan diets rely heavily on fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, and whole grains, eliminating all dairy, meats, egg, and fish. While there's little hard data, there are isolated reports that indicate that a vegan diet may reduce inflammation. C-reactive protein levels is a marker for inflammation in the blood appear to decrease when people are on a vegan diet. And the Arthritis Treatment Center said the indirectly suggested the beneficial effects of systemic inflammation. It's a hallmark of RA. So the big topic is, what about gluten? All right, people say if you come off of gluten, then it can really help with cutting out a lot of the symptoms of any kind of autoimmune disease, but especially with RA and the joint pain. Well, from what I can tell you is that there's, in clinical practice, I've seen significant change in people with a gluten-free diet. Now, you have to stay off of gluten for about 8 weeks. It's not something that you do for 2 weeks and then say, oh, this isn't working for me, okay? It takes 6 weeks to get or 8 weeks to get the gluten completely out of the system. So it takes a little bit of time. So when you're making a shift over to any of these plant-based diets where you're doing mostly fruits and vegetables, which I think is a cool idea, take it slow. You want to go without meat just one day of the week. Maybe you just leave some fish and eggs in there and just, you know, take it one step at a time. Bulk up on the fruits and the veggies. The goal is to 8 to 10 servings a day. Green and cruciferous vegetables, think broccoli and cabbage, are especially important. Those are big ones. You want to boost a lot of your nutrients and fiber, so improve the quality of your diet with whole grains like brown rice or whole wheat starches. I'd be a little cautious on those. Gluten-free, rice-based maybe, but I would hold easy on the wheat for sure. People are on vegan diets at a great risk of being depleted in calcium, vitamin D, and vitamin B12, so those are ones that you need to really look into, that's for sure. If going full-blown vegan doesn't really appeal to you, you can still eat without reducing or eat with reducing inflammation in mind. So you just go with lean meats, limit your portion sizes, and do some fish and eggs. And that's really what it gets down to. The Mediterranean style diet is another option for people that are really struggling with a lot of joint pain. I think this is one of the better ones. But it's, you know, our anti-inflammatory diet in my book is, of course, I think with all the research out there, the best format, just because I've kind of compiled a lot of the different science and research that's out there into a system that's doable, manageable for the average person who knows nothing about health but yet wants to pursue health, and they can take something and really make something out of their selves or their lives. And that's the big key. That is the huge key for that. But I would encourage you. Yeah, I'll tell you this. There's two camps. Diet doesn't matter. diet definitely matters. Okay? I'm in the camp of diet is everything. Your eating habits are everything. Genetics are there, sure, but like 10 to 15%. And even still, it's not even, we're learning every single day. I think we're going to learn that that number is even smaller of how the impact long term is on our health with our lifestyle choices. Like, we're just learning that every day. It's crazy. It's amazing, actually. But the cool thing is that I love about it is that we can make our choices every day. So if you made some really dumb choices, you ate some really bad things and gained like 40 pounds and went through some funk and emotionally ate. Look, we've all done that kind of stuff, right? Stress eat. Sure. Everybody does it, right? They don't. If they haven't done it, they're lying to you. Or they just don't know they're doing it. So everybody does that sort of thing. Everybody has cravings. They do all that. So, but just realize you can make new choices, and that's the power that we have. It's like we can let yesterday go. We can make new choices today. That's a huge key, and that's a big win for everybody. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out, InShapeNetwork.com. Let's go to Jacob. Jacob.
I have an issue with psoriasis, like in my lower back area. And I've tried everything over the counter and cannot seem to find anything to help the situation. I was just wondering what I could do about that. Is it a vitamin deficiency? I don't want to use Humira or any of the prescribed medications, if at all possible. Is it a deficiency that I could correct by getting certain vitamins in my diet?
Yeah, definitely. One of the big keys you got to look at for that is it's really about cleaning things out. I mean, because with psoriasis, you're going to have to make sure you clear out anything, any kind of potential yeast or fungal issues in the gut. You want to make sure there's any barriers that could be there or not there, and that the inflammation's removed, right? So that's a big deal. And then usually with any kind of skin condition, there's a couple of deficiencies the body's missing. One is probiotics. So the bacteria is all out of whack in the gut. And that usually causes some things to happen into the skin, because the skin is kind of a reflection of the gut, what's going on inside the gut. And then you've also got zinc, which is important for the skin, but also your omega-3 fatty acids. When you're deficient in omega-3 fats, that's when you start having some of the greatest challenges with what you're seeing. So that is extremely important, is to make sure that you're getting enough of the omega-3s to keep everything healthy, and then, of course, keep the bacteria balanced, and the skin typically can clear very well once that happens.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Our food is medicine in a lot of ways, so what we put inside of our body becomes our body. Did you know that? So you put good food in, you're going to get good cells. You put bad food in or junk food in, you have a high potential to make what? Junk cells. See, the body doesn't know the difference between baked chicken and fried chicken or French fries or broccoli, but we do. That's the great bit of news. And just so you know, everybody's eating all that. But the key is that if 90% of the time you can eat what you're supposed to be eating, then you can really enjoy great health. That is an absolute key. So we have to focus in on making sure we do the right things. I mean, and food is our foundation. It's our medicine in so many ways. And the cool thing about it is when you look at different foods, they have properties that can come in and transform our health in so many ways. So you have to look at different foods and what they can do to the body, how they can improve that our health. It's pretty amazing. And you can always call our office at 888-283-7272 if you have questions. But it's true. There's so much with our foods that really matter. And that's why I like highlighting different foods and telling them how it is medicine to the body. You know, with our lifestyle choices, I always say lifestyle is our medicine, and it is. And there's so many lifestyle variables, seven key ones that I discuss, which are the foods we eat, which is what we're talking about here, the air we breathe, the water we drink, the exercise we get, okay, the stress we manage, the relationships we keep, and then the rest that we allow. So those seven are your seven key factors that you're in control of every day. And when those factors are affected in any way, okay, that's going to have an impact on your health. It's kind of like those are different. If you're a big investor or if you're into that sort of thing, there are factors that will affect your investments. And you have to watch over those. And you have to make sure you're following certain guidelines and principles with your investments on a regular basis because of what that can do. And that's one of the big keys here, too. So you want to figure out and understand ways to really help your body get to where it needs to be. That is an absolute key. And it comes down to choices. And our food's our medicine. That's where it all begins. That's why we're cranking it out right here to talk about it. So today we're going to talk about a fruit that probably is not your go-to. I mean, when you go to a fruit basket at somebody's house, or if you look in your own fruit basket, or maybe you're sitting on your countertop, this is probably not your go-to. It might be, and if it is, that's a cool thing. But if it's not, it's okay. You're going to learn about it today, all right? We're talking about plums. They are amazing. One of my favorite things to do with plums, I love them, is keep them in the refrigerator and then eat them cold. To me, fantastic. They're just really great. So dried versions of the plums, of course, are called prunes. And if you've ever had prunes, maybe when you're sick, constipated, whatever, They have a little bit different type of taste. I'm not as much of a fan of the prunes as I am the real plums. So, but they're high in a content of these phytonutrients. Okay, phytonutrients are just basically nutrients that are good for you that have a lot of power in them. Plant-based nutrients, and of course, it's basically so in a lot of our fruits and vegetables, you're going to have these phytonutrients, right? Neochlorogenic and chlorogenic acid. There's substances found in the plum and prune that are classified as phenols, all right? And their function is antioxidants. It's well documented. So these damage-preventing substances are particularly effective in neutralizing a particularly dangerous oxygen radical called superoxide anion radical. And it's been shown to help prevent oxygen-based damage to fats, which is a big deal. When you get a lot of oxygen-based damage to the fats, that's one of the big things you got to worry about, okay? Because you got to be concerned and make sure you're setting up the body to win against something like that. Now, better iron absorption plus more antioxidant protection from vitamin C is another big one, too. So plums, of course, most fruits and vegetables have a ton of vitamin C. We're talking about how food is medicine. And if you, by the way, if you have questions while I'm talking, you can go 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Always give us a call. Now, vitamin C, of course, is contained in most fruits and vegetables. All right, and most foods in general have a little bit of vitamin C at some level. And it's one of the top antioxidants. I mean, they say that vitamin C is in every cell within our body and is one of those vital nutrients that really keeps us moving and thriving. But in addition to assisting with the absorption of iron, vitamin C is needed in the body to make healthy tissue and is also needed to make a strong immune system. So getting a little vitamin C around cold and flu season is a very good idea. And it may also be helpful for people who suffer from recurring ear infections. Vitamin C has also been very helpful in a lot of these. Well, the neat thing about this is that plums are loaded with the vitamin C. And so they're very helpful. Plums have been very shown to be helpful with conditions like asthma, with colon cancer, with osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune condition, which is more where the immune system is attacking the joints themselves. And so vitamin C is able to help those who are at risk for suffering for these conditions. So owing to the multitude of vitamin C's health benefits, it's not surprising that the research has shown that the consumption of the vegetables and fruits high in the nutrient is associated with a reduced risk of death from all causes, including heart disease, stroke, and cancer. So it does. It makes a big difference overall with what's going on inside the body. Very important to kind of see that. And vitamin C plays that key role in what it can do to our overall health. It's powerful. I mean, vitamin C is, again, it's in all of them, but plums and prunes have a good source of them. Now, they normalize blood sugar and can help with weight loss. This is something that's fascinating. So remember, when you're thinking about cut, everybody wants to cut the carbs, right? No carbs. All right. I'm going to lose all my weight, cut the carbs. Foods are medicine. So yeah, food can make you fat. It can. And food can make you skinny. Food can make you strong. Food can make you weak. Food can make you have energy. Food can make you tired. There is a yin and a yang to food. Okay. And when we're talking about plums and prunes, both, I mean, they're interchangeable at this point. We're talking about how they can stabilize blood sugar levels and they can help with weight loss, which is very, very strong. So prunes, soluble fiber, help to normalize blood sugar levels by slowing down the rate at which food leaves the stomach and delaying the absorption of glucose, which is the form of sugar that's transported in the blood, by following a meal. So the cool thing is that when you eat a prune or a plum, whatever, let's say you had a chicken breast and a couple of plums, right? You're going to go work out in about an hour. The cool thing is that you get some good carbs coming in from the fruit, and it's going to, you know, absorb and digest fairly slowly, but that's going to give you sustained energy. Now, the one thing about fruit is you don't want to do a ton of it. Now, the cool thing is that maybe a plum may have about 20 grams of carbs in it, but you don't want to do it to over about 100 grams of fruit a day, because after you do that, it's fructose, so it's a type of sugar that doesn't store in the muscle cells, okay? It only stores in the liver. And so that's something you have to be really cautious with, because if you eat a ton of fruit, then you're going to get a lot of spillover. And if you're an athlete, it's only like brown rice and a lot of the other like starchy carbs, beans, sweet potatoes. Those types of foods are what's going to store the carbohydrate back in the muscle cell, which is a good thing. So with plums themselves, when we're talking about weight loss, the reason it's helpful for weight loss is because when you eat, like if I was saying, that chicken breast and a couple of plums, so protein and a carb, if you're doing that, the fiber that's in there is going to help that slow release, and it's a low glycemic type sugar. And so it's the good thing is it's not going to cause a big rise in the blood sugar overall. Now anyway, very good for weight loss, very good for stabilizing blood sugar like diabetes. Prunes fiber is really good for regularity too, lowering cholesterol and intestinal protection. So prunes are well known for their ability to prevent constipation. In addition, they're great for digestive health. I mean, just amazing. They have a lot of potassium, magnesium that naturally occurs in it. They also help reduce the risk of colon cancer and hemorrhoids. Prunes and soluble fiber also provides food for the friendly bacteria in the large intestine. And they have this acid in there called propionic acid. And the propionic acid is produced from the prunes and plums. It's an insoluble fiber. May also partly be responsible for the cholesterol-lowering properties of fiber as well. And so it can inhibit this HMG-CoA reductase, which is an enzyme involved in the production of cholesterol by the liver. So by lowering the activity of the enzyme, the propionic acid helps to lower blood cholesterol levels, which makes a huge difference in your overall health in a big, big way. So just a couple things to think about. It can be very, very helpful for your overall health. It can be helpful to get you where you need to go. It is. It's important. So our foods are medicine in so many different ways. And when you start talking about plums and prunes, those types of foods, because they're loaded with vitamin C and they've got such great capabilities in them for controlling and supporting cholesterol levels, even helping to prevent heart disease. But think about this. With the normalizing of blood sugar and also with weight loss, it adds more of a power punch. And then you've got all the antioxidant protection that gets in there. And that's what it really comes down to. When you start wanting to talk about antioxidant protection, that's a huge deal. Because the antioxidants are one of the keys that you have to look at. And that's constantly a barrage breaking our cells down on a daily basis that can create such a challenge for you. But our foods are medicine. So the great thing is, if you're eating the wrong kind of food, you can always stop and create a new eating plan where the foods can actually bring health to the body. There's two things that foods do: bring health to the body or take health out of the body. You have to decide each and every day what you're going to do. You can always give us a call at 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Our food is powerful. It's the choice that we make every single day that can help bring us to make good, healthy cells or not so good cells But again, that choice is up to us.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape and save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-call radio and watch on-call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, InShapeNetwork.com. Ankylosing spondylitis, if you've never heard of it, is a challenging form of back pain. As a matter of fact, 26 million Americans aged 20 to 64 experience back pain frequently, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. But for some time, back pain can be done or can be due to more than a pulled muscle or other injury. It can be caused by a chronic condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. And the name's kind of complicated, sounds weird, but it affects, it's a type of arthritis, and it affects, it strikes the spine, but it moves to other joints, and it affects about 1% of the U.S. adult population. It's about the same percentage as people who are affected with rheumatoid arthritis, although AS is far less well known. So there's some surprising facts about the AS that we need to look at. Ankylosing spondylitis tends to strike at a young age. So unlike most forms of arthritis, you can hit between 17 and 45 is pretty normal, okay? Back pain's common when you start getting the symptoms. And besides affecting the spine, AS can cause problems in the joints of the hips, shoulders, ribs, hands, heels, and feet. And joints aren't the only body parts affected by the AS. A lot of manifestations of AS include the eyes with uveitis, okay? Which presents an acute eye pain, blurred vision, and sensitivity to light. Dr. Reinstein, who is a rheumatologist at the St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica, California, said it can also affect the cardiovascular system and associated with aortic regurgitation, she says, in which the blood flow in the reverse direction it should to the heart. And also, the pulmonary system can be at risk for developing lung abnormalities. Men are at greater risk for ankylosing spondylitis as well. So the condition occurs 2 to 3 times more than men or women. And it all comes down to the genetic markers, too. Ankylosing spondylitis can also be to blame for that hunchback type appearance. So if you see somebody that's kind of hunched over, there's a medical term for that. It's called kyphosis. But, yeah, when that happens, people with kyphosis aren't able to look straight. Their neck's stiffened and downward in more of a gazed position. It's definitely challenging for people that struggle with that. It also can cause the spine to fuse. See, the spine can form these deposits, and things can begin to move so closely together that it almost begins to just fuse and look like one big rigid bone. Very, very painful. Loss of range of motion when that happens. It just becomes a debilitating quality of life, too. So it's also linked to inflammatory bowel disease. This is interesting, but there's about 3% of people with irritable bowel syndrome or inflammatory bowel disease that have ankylosing spondylitis. And the challenge, the link is not clear, but the genetic marker may play a role and also some of the dietary habits. Rest might not be best, though, for AS, and that's what they say, get up and keep it moving. So exercising or taking a hot bath or shower is important, but you have to keep the body moving with AS. You don't want to lay around. The more you lay around, the stiffer you get. Okay? Getting stiff is a big deal. You got to make sure you get up and get moving. That's a big key. Of course, that's my mantra for life is get up and get moving. You got to make it happen. Either make it happen or it will happen. That's for sure. Things you don't want to happen will happen. So you got to go make it happen. That's the key. Let's go to the phones. By the way, you're listening to On Call Radio. Go to InShapeNetwork.com and check us out. Oh, and if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, then you can go to the phone right there, and call us. Our team members are always standing by to help you. We've got team members around the country. It's amazing to see our providers that are growing. We've got our clinics, the Center for Lifestyle Medicine around the country, growing left and right. It's exciting to see everything happen to be able to help you. Mike, you're next with us on the phones. How can I help?
I exercise. Have a trouble losing my gut. It's not real big, but big enough. What I'm trying to ask you, how do you, even though I exercise, walk, but I exercise in the house, outside, on the road, and I still have trouble losing that gut, and I don't know how to get rid of it. So I just thought I might call and ask you about that.
Sure, yeah. It's, you know, losing the belly fat, the spare tire, comes down to a couple things. One, you got to figure out why your body's even doing that in the first place. Okay, that's one of the big keys. Got to figure that out. So you got to understand that there's reasons that your body's holding on to that. Typically, it's hormones. You got to get down and figure out what your testosterone levels are, growth hormone, estrogen, all that needs to be figured out first, and then you can figure out why the body is doing that sort of thing. Now, one of the big keys, too, you have to look at, and this is extremely important, and I would encourage you to look at it even more, is to make sure you're looking overall at your thyroid function and your other hormone functions. And are you exercising the way that is most responsive to your body for what it needs? See, that's the bigger issue. And so the body will work well if it's given the tools that it needs. But if it's not, then that's when it really begins to not work so great. And the belly fat itself comes down to the hormones, number one, if you have too much estrogen, but also your eating habits. So you've got to be getting enough protein, the right kind of fats, and a moderate amount of carbohydrates to give your body what it needs for energy resources, but also to help it build and recover. Because remember, the more muscle you have, the more you can drop on the belly fat. Okay? Green tea, I will tell you this as a little secret. Drinking green tea on a regular basis can make a tremendous difference. In all the research, it targets specifically belly fat. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
You've heard that Step One Foods provide you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.